afternoon for everybody. So we're starting again where we stopped last week, which is not the first page, but the second page of the handout, and that's Rav Shimon Shem Pinkus. Okay? So we'll go again, we'll start from the beginning, the number Shloish Asar. Shloish Asar means the number 13. HaMishpa Shloish Asar Hu Tachlis HaMispor VeKoter Shalem. That is the ultimate number in numerology, Jewish numerology, number 13. Shlosh Esrei Midos Rachamim Gdolim. That's Shlosh Esrei Midos. Chen Echad, the word Echad is Begimatria Shlosh Esrei. Shekan Mizgala Echad Yofio. The ultimate Ichud that we know is the Ichud of 13. So we saw 4, 7, 10, and now 13. Now, the Tzorach Biur, Shalinemar She'esu Shlemus HaMisporim. We saw, and that's what we saw in the Maral, that the number 10 is the Shlemus HaMisporim. Asiri Hu Kodesh Lashem. Imken Ma'u Shlosh Esrei. I mean, if you have 10, what does the 13 have to do with anything? Yes, Michael.
This is a question I never thought to ask, but is there any relationship with the fact that Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is 26 is doubling of 13?
For sure, absolutely.
What's the doubling idea of oneness?
We're going to get, first when we get to the 13, you'll see that. Now, V'yesh Kan, now he says of Shimshon the following. V'yesh Kan havona amuka v'niflo. There is a very deep thought here. Be'emes tachlis ha-misporim hu eser. The final number is a decimal number. We have only 10. Gam shloshesre banu yashod eser. Even 13 is built on the foundation of 10. Ela shaniflo shel eser nivizgal nevitzim lo rak de mispar shloshesre. The beauty and the greatness of 10, you only see with 13. So now this 13 is a gilui of 10. We're going to soon see what it means. Ve'inyan ukach. נסבר דה עשר ושלמוס, ואומנם כדאי כתירה שהבניין הזה של עשר מחולק לשני חלוקים. We always know that the 10 is divided into two components. שלוש, שבע ושלוש. There is a component of 7 and a component of 3. We spoke about it, right? In Chazal, the 7 are called the 7 days of the week, the 7 midas, right? Those are the anhogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam HaZeh, 7. The moichin, the idea of the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Chochma, Bina, and Das, we're going to soon see, is 3. And we're going to soon see what it explains. Shiva Rishoinim Em Hekef HaTeva Im Neshom HaTiv Is Betoichoi. What's 7? Like the Maral explains, 7 is how the world is Noyig. The 6 physical dimensions, physicals of dimensions of time, dimensions of space, there are 6. And 7th is the spiritual Hashgocha that runs it. This is the number 7, we spoke about that. Now, ulemala mizei yishloi shapnimi. Behind this, there is the 3, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans. Every single thing that you do, right, actions, are always in multiples of 7. The plan, the idea behind it, is always 3. That's the pnimius of the 7. Okay? What are they? Halemala minateva washmini. The above the nature is the 8th, and I'm going to explain. Gilui kvoido izborach bechol nivra. The gilui kvoido Hashem in every creation is the number 9. That's why it's tishe archilida leida. And asiri koideshu mamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechol davar. And the mamar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single thing that exists is the number 10. Sholish bechinis pnimis. The idea in Chazal, this is called Chochma, Bina, and Das. Das is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskasher to us, how he relates to us, how he connects to us. And that's not from Chochma, right? The Shem Hashem Shamayim. Chochma is that nekuda of the first gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. That's the first gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chochma. Chochma is koyachma, is that idea of the, in good English, is the seed of wisdom. Bina, Chazal, Rashi says, Chochm v'novan.
But you're saying that's
associated
with 10 or with 8?
Huh? Chochma is the number here, and this idea is the number 10. We're going to soon see that. Then the second one is Bina. Chochma is that Gilva Kudosh Bohu. Bina is developing it into a plan. Bina is Dover mitoich Dover, taking that kernel of idea into a plan. Rashi says, right, Chochm v'novan in Parshas Kisisa. Chochm is the one that gets, is like a shulchoni, that gets money from others, he gets deposits. And the Nevoinim is like the bank that does money exchange. It takes a dollar into 250 cents. In other words, there is an exchange, there is a growth. Das is that ability to connect to a plan of action. So Chochma, Bina, and Das are the three pnimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, why is it called Lemaila Min HaTeva? Now, you see that on this lower level, the Lemaila Min HaTeva is Das. Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is connection, meaning you really, the connection of the Teva to Lemaila Min HaTeva is the Lemaila Min HaTeva. Ninisim HaNistorim, Ninisim HaGluim are a rhyme, Ninisim HaNistorim. You see that this is the lower level of the understanding. So we always know that the three is like this. Seven is how the world is the Anhoga Sateva, the Anhoga Soilom. Three is the plan behind. That's the Pnius. It's like a...
Das and windows.
Das and windows. Or you could say in anything, right? Whenever you have a blueprint, you build a house, there's a blueprint behind. The blueprint is the idea of the designer. Then you have the blueprint that he designs exactly what the house looks like. And that is a plan of action, how this thing gets put into place. Right? That's the plan behind. When you see a house ready, a house has walls, it has electricity, it has this, it has that. But there is a plan of how this came about. That is the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a machshava that connects. You see that there is a deeper sense. Okay? That's it. Nimtza shechelke agluis and shiva kayadua, the galui is seven, and the nistores is always three. Now, lachem im tire inyan abonu mishiva, sheteda shairinan bebadrega shelagluis. If you have something of seven, which is Shabbos and Anhoga, is something galui, the katnus ubilti shlemus. You realize that if you connect to seven, you're not really connecting. That's what we said. You're connecting to something which is very superficial. Why? Because it's done hoga v'kodesh bohu. Ukishetiri abori me'asor arin and bishlimus v'gadlus. Gadlus is when you see something which is built in ten, which is the you see this the action and you see the plan behind the action. That's called gadlus. In Chazal, it's called dan hoga sateva. That with the lemalam nateva is called in Chazal. He's quoting Zeir Anpin. It's called the small face. The Arich Anpin, the great face, is when you see the plan behind it. And this makes a lot of sense, right? If you see a great building, you could appreciate the building. But if you see what came, how that building came about, it makes it much deeper and much more sense, and then you could actually replicate and so on and so forth. Now, all of them in Tabichu, with the Arabi Emes, Dovar Bodhi Meser, Gamzesh Bichusu, Shev, Avil Bikatus, Vada Shiz Betuchen is Forest. Even when you have the seven and you have a building, for sure you know that there is a plan behind it. Hine lemoshal tinokot. You're like a baby. Ein achinami bor shekatnusu yibiker b'moach. You see that the katnus, the cotton in Godel, doesn't depend on the size of his body. It depends on the maturity of his brain. The begufas b'yesh is kol acholok shev l'godel. I mean, you look at the body is the same. Just he's stronger, he's weak, and he continues growing. So what defines a cotton? U'be'emez gamar shevorav ton v'chaloshim achmashim b'moichot yitpateach adayin. The Iker word, why a baby or a cotton is a cotton, is because he doesn't know how to use his parts of his body. So he's moach. V'chos lo ashlimus b'sichlo moichin. V'lachen anu mechani moisu koima shel sheva. And therefore it's sheva. V'rak asher igdal v'tir lo ashlimus nuchalux mo shel eser. So like a cotton. You have a cotton that doesn't have das. He's a cotton. And he has the das, makes him a godel. The same way the world. If you really see the world without the chokhmah behind it, you're seeing seven, you don't see ten. It's basically the following. If you see Torah, without the nistoras of Torah, it's a seven. If you see the nistoras of Torah, it's a ten. And you see why he's going to say that. But the problem is like this. If you see a baby, a cotton, he has moyach. Ela bat moich, vaday sheyesh lo, shekvar biyom yivaldu yesh bo gam ken et kol chelkei asechel. Rak shim b'ikku shel cotton. Only happens to be is a das of a cotton. Nimza kocha shegamu koima shel eser. So even a cotton, he has a moich, but that moich is a moich of cotton. It hasn't been developed. Rak shu koima shel eser bekatnus. So you realize something, that always there is such a thing called eser bekatnus, and there is eser begadlus. In kemiata kol imaz enaktina neser. whenever you have 10. Ich du chadas im akavon al gadlus beemes, v'shlesh tovim u'shlemus amitis, o ulai rakapnus yeshkan. So if you see the moichin, you never know if the moichin is moichin of gadlus or moichin of akatnus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows himself with two different chochmas. And we're going to see, because this is so important. There is the moichin, the gadlus, and the moichin, the katnus. We'll see, exactly. והשלושה נוסף הם רק בייחוס קטנה. ולכן כאשר רוצים להדגיש הכוונה על בניין שישר בייחוס של גודל ושולם. So therefore, if you want to say that this is the moichin of gadlus, אומרים שלושה עשר. That's שלושה עשר. דהיינו עשרה שהם בעצם שבעה שכלום בסוף השלושה פנים בייחוס קטנה. So the idea is that you have seven with a small moichin makes it ten. כמו שיש בכל דובר קוט לגודל. ועוד שלושה פנים עם אמיתים של גדלוס ושלמוס. And then there is three גדלוס ושלמוס. ובאופן שמי 13 ברדוי בהם זה לסוד העשר. The ten, the 13 is the ten. Only the three have two פונים. קטנוס וגדלוס. נען כאשר עשר הם בגדלוס ושלמוס אמיתי מדגיש ופרטים עשר שורש שאומרים שלוש עשר. אוקיי? Let me explain to you what he means to say. You realize in Chazal there are two marochas. The Rambam already asks. The Rambam asks a famous question. If the world of Bechira, the world of Yediyah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows already everything, where is the Mokum for Bechira? And the reason is because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen tomorrow, the tomorrow is already here. So how can I make a choice? The choice is already set it up. The Mikubalim, which the Ramchal says, and he says, you're right. There are two anhogas. In the world of Bechira, there is no Yediyah. In the world of Yediyah, there's no Bechira. Says the Ramchal in his language, there are two anhogas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing with us something called anhogas ha-mishpat and something which is called anhogas ha-ichud. Anhogas ha-mishpat means that it looks like we have a choice. We have a choice. But in the deeper sense, we never have a choice. It's anhogas ha-ichud. And in the end, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the end, the plan is that we are going to make the right choice because we don't have a choice. And this is, if you look at the first three moichin, how are they called? Many times they're called Chochma, Bina, and Das. And many times they're called Keser, Chochma, and Bina, and Das disappears. Those are the two moichin. There is the idea of Das. We're going to soon see. That's why I brought for you this first part, which is the Balatanya. The Das is connection. Ve'odam yoda is chove ishtoi. There is connection. Das is connection. The ultimate connection is the connection of Ichud, of his kesef, which is rotzen. Das is a lower form of rotzen. If you want something very much, you connect to it. That's das. There is a higher form of connection that is beyond das. And that is something called Rotzen. Rotzen and Das are going to be the same. And we're going to see the Balatanya, how he explains. So, Heve Oimer. The 10 is when Chochma, Bina, and Das, and that's the Anhogas HaMishpat, which is called the Anhogas of Choice of Bechira. If you go in a deeper sense, which is Anhogas HaYichud, Anhogas HaYichud is the 10 in a deeper sense, which is called in Chazal 13, that there is no das, is keser, chochma, and bina.
So the das gets transformed to something which is lamala ben chochma.
So choch das becomes a deeper sense, becomes instead of below bina, becomes the head of bina. To explain this, let's go to the Balatanya. The Balatanya is here in Torah, and explains the following. He says, why sometimes Shabbos is called Shabbos Shabbosim? There is a double Shabbos. What's a double Shabbos? It's in yellow. V'zeu inyan Shabbos Shabbosin Hashem. Ki inyam shochas ha-rotzen ha-elyoin. Now, there is a rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shu b'chinas ha-rotzen shelemala mi-asechel. There is a rotzen, which is above. Desire is really beyond and above any sechel. Hanim shachum izgale b'Shabbos. So the rotzon which is misgale on Shabbos, udavka kishish kli ligilui ze. So the rotzon ha'elyon on Shabbos is misgale, but is misgale only when you have a kli b'bchinas ha'rotzon ha'tachton. Shabbos, we know the klal Yisrael had two ksorim. We had two ksorim. We said nase before nishma. We had two ksorim. Two crowns. What are the two crowns? In Chazal, the two crowns is the crown of Das and the crown of Keser. And the idea is that, what's the ultimate Das? The ultimate Das is the realization that as much as you make a choice, the choice is beyond you. Umalchusay, which is Beterotzin, Bakol Mashallah. By the way, this is the idea of Purim. What's the idea of Purim? The idea of Purim is, I always say that we mentioned to Michael, why Purim? He asked a good question. Why Purim in the plural? And the idea of Purim in the plural makes it even a bigger problem. Because you realize that Pur is not a Hebrew word. Pur is a Persian word. That's why the Megillah has to say Pur Hu Hagoral. Pur is a girl. To call Purim is like called homeless, homelessing. Homelessing is the Hebrew plural of an English word. Meaning, like, how can you call Purim? It's like homelessing, right? So what does that mean? So first of all, why in the plural? But the idea is because Purim is that he goes and he sees a lottery to try to have a plan to destroy Jews. His all das, there is a higher form of anhaga that trumps his own anhaga. And that is when what appears to be a goyish plan is really a Jewish idea. Das becomes keser. Anhogas a mishpat becomes anhogas a yichud. All of Purim is a bitul adas. We know that, you, as you will soon see, comes from chet etz adas, hamina etz, this homon. And what is the avoid of Purim? Ad de lo yoda, ben homon. To see that we, as much as we make decisions, the decisions have been made. We live in a world that we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chance to make a decision, to make the right choice. But the right choice is made. It's like Purim. He's making a goyral here, but the goyral here is feeding to a Jewish goyral. So that's why I said the goyral in English is basically Hebrew-sized by creative word, Judaized. It's like a homeless becomes homeless him. Because that's the idea of Purim. So that's, Shabbos is that. We know that the Ari says that the two, and Rabbi Horowitz always mentions it, that the two ksorim, which is keser, why nase v'nishma you got the keser? Because you realize that we made a decision that we're going to do, even before knowing what it is. So it's not a decision of das, it's a decision of rotzen. We wanted to do what's right. Is a typical example. What is the highest form of psak? If you make a cognitive psak, that you go ahead and you reason and you come with rayas, and you make a decision, is a decision of das. But then there is a higher decision, which is an intuitive decision, that you feel is right. Like the Rosh says, libi oimer. That das, it's not, usually das comes because of chochma and bina. There is a das which is above Chochma Bina. Chassam Sofer writes that when he wrote a tshuva, he looked at it and he had a hunch that that was right. And the old tshuva is just getting to the point where he started from the beginning. Soif Maise is truly b'machshava tchila. You read that there are two forms of das. Shabbos is the day that we are able to reach that madrega of lemala min asechel. Why? Because on Shabbos we don't do anything. And it's the idea that we recognize that our actions are limited. It all depends on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that anhog of Shabbos is realizing that our decisions, we are not the ones who decide, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that decides, is the gilui of that keser. De'e chochma lenafshecha, ve'hi keser l'roshecha. The das becomes a keser. You see, das is the cognitive. Keser is above the cognitive. Usually you'll see that das will lead you to keser. And therefore, you always need the experiential learning. And this is the keser. This is the ultimate ichud. that you realize that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the highest form of Yichud. It's not the Yichud of 10, it's dafka the Yichud of 13. Listen to what he says. But now, Shabbos is Shabbos Shabbosim, because you're able to see the Moichin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two ways, two ksorim. One is Shabbos, which is Das HaTachtoin, which is Das, and Shabbosim is Das HaElyoin. That's why Shabbos Shabbosim. But the Das HaElyoin, that hunch, can only be if you have a Das HaTachtoin. You cannot have a hunch or to be a blink of Gladwin to assume that that's Keser. Keser is that when you learn a lot, you can reach to a level that the learning becomes intuitive. I always say, I mean, if you have a good relationship with your wife, you don't have to talk to each other. You know each other because a deeper form of Das is a Das of Keser, is the Das of Rotson. So take a look at what he says. כי דווקא כי יש כלי לגילו זה, והכלי הוא בחינס הרוצן התחתון, and the כלי for the רוצן העליון is the רוצן התחתון, שנוילד מן השכל, which is a product of the שכל. והאיזבוינוס בכל שיש עשי מהמיינס, שזה הרוצן התחתון, you go and you have איזבוינוס, you have an actual cognitive process, נעשה בחינס, so then if you have a דעס, it becomes a kli legabe harotzen ha'elyon sheyumsach betoichoi mamesh bibchinas hashro ki hashros or betoch ha'kli mamesh. Rotzen is the or inside the das, which is a kli. You realize that when there is das, das is chibur. When you are mischaber to the ultimate form, that chibur goes beyond the cognitive into the experiential. This is the whole idea. The idea is, and all Hasidus is built on this, that the cognitive is Das Tachlin. The cognitive, in other words, what is the Tachlis of knowledge? To realize how little we know. If you feel that you got it, you got stuck in Das Tachlin. And that's the Kli to the Das Elyon. Always, the knowledge is a Kli to the unknown, to the incognite. And take a look what he says. מפני שהרוצן התחתון, אף על פי שהוא למטה, מבחינת הרוצן העליון, even though it's below, אבל הקופונים כלי הוא, לגילוי רוצן העליון, שבסלבש בו, בישחברוס, ואיחוד אמיתי ביום השבס. ואז זה נאמר, that's why it says, שבש שבוסן להוויה. פירו, שבש שבוסן, יש שתי רצוינס. Those are the two רצוינס הנאו. שמסחברים כאחות, on שבש, they are able to get the cognitive and the experiential get together, והיו לאחות דיממש. And that's why, והיו שבוסן להוויה. דהיינו, כי שם הוויה, on שם הוויה, you have this. כי היו בחינס חוכמה. יוד יש חוכמו בשבז ובחינה שבז להוויה שמסגל רוצן אלו שלמעלה משם הוויה. You realize that the שם הוויה, דאס, is below חוכמה. But if you could with דאס, so if מייסה במחשוב התחילה, you connect to something which is the רוצן העליון, which is קוצו של יוד. That's why שבז שבוסוין, this is the שבוסו להוויה. The שבז שבוסו leads you to שם הוויה, is actually above. You could have the real relationship. That's why Chassidim, by the way, on Shabbos, have the tish, have the singing, have the experience, because it's the das of the whole week, leads you to an experience which is beyond. Okay. וזה שנאמר כי קל דיו סוויה. This is the famous Balatanya. It says, הקדוש ברוך הוא has two das. שיש שתי בחינות דאס. יש האחד דאס העליון, one of them is דאס העליון, I told you that that's called כסר, והשני דאס התחתון. פירוש דאס הוא לא שום רוצן, because דאס and רוצן is the same thing in Hebrew, שדאס ורוצן הכל עניין אחד, in Hebrew, דאס and רוצן is the same. כמו שקוצב, the positive, רק אתכם ידעתי מכל משפחי סדומה. הקדוש ברוך הוא says, only you I know from all the people in the land. That's because הקדוש ברוך הוא doesn't know anybody else. הקדוש ברוך הוא doesn't care about anybody else. שהכוון הוא שבחרתי ורציתי אתכם לבחור עולם סגולה. I wanted you. כי דאס הוא עניין הקורא. What's דאס? דאס is the knowledge בחינס is קשרוס. דאס is always connecting. ועודם יודס חווה ישתוי. connecting is the Das. That's why the Loshon of Das, what is the letter of Das in Chazal? Is the letter Vov. Because the Vov is called the Vov HaChibur. It connects you to the thing. Because you could know something, you know something very interesting. You see in Chazal something givaldic. And that's a shiur that I gave on Haggadah Shel Pesach. Haggadah Shel Pesach, there are three defining moments, defining characteristics of Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What are the three characteristics? One of them, Reb Chaim says, right? One of them is has to be Shaila in Tshuva, that you have to be answering to a question. The second thing is you have to develop a story. Matchilim bignut, mesamim bishvach. Yoishev v'doiresh eskol hapar shakula. And the third one is that you have to do bishash yishmatza umor menochem lefanecha. You have to do with a mitzvah, with something tangible. Why? Why these three characteristics? Because I think Yerushalmi, Professor Yerushalmi, Mizrav Chaim Yerushalmi, is a professor of Jewish history at Columbia University. He wrote a book called Zachor. And he was a historian, and he says, you know something? History was always very much devalued by the Jewish community. We don't have historians. The Rambam says it's Divrei Hayai. But what we care about, we call about Zocher, remembering, memory. What's the difference between memory and history? History is knowing something outside of you. That's why when you go and you teach, let's say when I teach, I don't say we Jews. No, you have to say the Jews, because you look, history is like dissecting a body. If you're too close to it, that's not history. You don't have, quote-unquote, unbiased approach. Memory is experiential. It's you. You're connecting. And that's why memory is so choshuv. By mitzvahs Pesach, it says, Zocher es hayom hazeh asher yetzata mimitzrayim. Rashi says, why doesn't say Zchor? Zchor, the imperative should be in Zchor. Zachor means it should be remembered. Zocher is a state of being. Because here the idea is that you should become, the memory of Pesach should become your state of being. It should become your experience. It should become your essence. How do you do that? You do that with Chochma, Bina, and Das. Chochma, what is Chochma? Chochma is, Chazal always say, that if you don't have a Chochma, Intimatza, you have to get something that you don't have. That's why you have to ask it. You have to ask it to be Chochma. Bina is developing. Dovar mitoich dovar. That's why you have to develop the story. But then you have to connect to make it experiential. You connect doing the mitzvahs. Bring the matzah in front of you. You just don't learn it. If you learn it, it's something separate from you. You've got to take it onto yourself. That is Das. So Das is always ischabrus viskashrus. This is the way how you connect to things, is through Das. That's why when you connect to your wife, is Das. Ve'odem yodes chava ishtoi. Right? So that's what he says. So Das is rotzen and Das is connection. Or maybe lidei rotzen. And if you connect to something, you create a desire. In other words, the food gets the appetite. You only get the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you connect to him with Das. You realize that there is something so much more. And that is the rotzen. V'chen v'odom yoda losen iskashrus v'ischabshus. V'inyan kel deus. Ischabru shtei deus anal shem shtei retzoin anal. There are two of them. One is cognitive, one is experiential. V'azem b'china shabbat shabbos ha-shavai. V'ugan ke b'china kel deus ha-vai shabbat shtei retzoin ha-serotzen ha-elion shelemala me'achochma meir v'izgal gem rotza tachden. That experience above connects to soif ma'inse is to l'machshov ha-tchila, to go to machshov ha-tchila. V'zehu, by the way, the Baal HaTanya says, Nishomi Yisira de Shabbos, Shogilui Rotzen Elyon, V'b'chinas Yechid Ali Yachdach. The Nefer, the Nishomi Yisira, is the experience of that Rotzen, that the Das leads you to Rotzen. That is the experience of Shabbos. Shabbos, you have to experience that. And as I told you, the day that you can do that is the day which is called Shabbos, Shabbos in Hashem, is the day of Yom Kippur. That's why it's called Achas Bashana. And that is on the 10th day, but that's the pnimius of the 10th. Okay? Vezeu shenikra nishmas kol chai. That's the neshom of kol chai, because it makes all life to be together. Moshe Kosu Masbia Lechol Chai, what you give to Kol Chai, Davka Rotzen. Shegilu Rotzen Elyin Nimsha Binikadim Kol Chai. That's a day that Kuchboch is Mashpia the Rotzen. Umishanish Kol Rotzen, Yereav Yasesh is Galibim Rotzen Elyin. So this is the number 13. So there is Das, but there is something which is Lemaila Mina Das. That is the experience, by the way. And this is the Balatanya going to speak on Shabbos. The Balatanya is this Shita always says, in this world, our avoida is the avoid of the cognitive, of Das. That is the avoid of Das, and you're going to see, because the reason I want to go into this, because you're going to tail directly into Chet Etzah Das, and that explains all operations. That's how I want to go into explain our Chumash in this way. So Das is the cognitive idea of connection to Torah that's in this world. In Olam Haba, Das will become Keser, that will become all experiential. Says the Baal HaTanya, in this world, our neshomas are the lower neshomas of Das. We are going to have into a higher madrega, into the idea of Rotzin, which is Losid Lavoi, is the Bechin of Rotzin. It's all experiential. That's why Tzadikim Yoishvim, and what do they have in their heads? They have Keser instead of Das. And this is the experience of Elam Haba. That's why the Baal HaTanya says something unbelievable. He says, if we go food, what is food? Food is taking something lower and incorporating into Adam, which is higher. By Osed Lov, we have a Seuda of Shor Abarim Livyosan, which is Chesed in Din. Why do we have to have a Seuda? Because basically, the Shor Abarim Livyosan are our neshomas. Because our neshomas become the food of the real neshama. The neshama of Das becomes incorporated into the higher part. In this world, the neshama has five parts. In this world, the three lower parts, the cognitive parts function. The yechida, to be able to be in touch with the yechida, is the most amazing experience. And Take, this was a very... How do you do that? You only do that by shutting Das and achieving something called this whole idea that you have these boidedus in Chazal, that idea of reaching the Yechida, the Chaya and the Yechida. Those are, that concept is a concept that you cannot have in this world. That's why all this forum that allowed people to meditate, this idea of meditation, to connect to the higher parts of our neshama, they were actually stopped from us doing it. Because this is not the Bechin of Elam Hazeh, that's the Bechin of Rotzen. It's interestingly enough, you know that we have Rabbi from Bolafia. Rabbi from Bolafia wrote his forum, and his forum were written in circles, that you had to actually do it and get into a trance, into meditation. The Rashba calls Rabbi from Bolafia a Namoretz. He actually insults Rabbi Avraham Abulafia to the, like he was a Namoretz, and he's a guy, he's a no good, who knows? And by the way, that's why the Sefer was never printed, because the Rashba gave him a klol nimretzes. However, the Chidor writes that if you look at Rabbi Chaim Vital and Shari Kedusha, we have three shorim, there was a fourth shar, is the shar of meditation. And that shar is almost mila be mila Rabbi Avraham Abulafia. So one second, you just call them a namoretz, that's no good. The idea is very simple, because Rav Rashba did not want, the Chiddush says the people should do it. This is not for Elam Hazeh. But that's the Bechin of Losed Lavoi, that our neshomas will experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why that is the 13. 13 is that the Moichin, which is the 3, we have two forms of Yichud. We have a lower form of Yichud, which is the number 10. We have a deeper form of Yehud, which is the number 10 in Rotzon HaElyon, and that's called the 13, and that's a Bechina Sayichud, and that's a Bechina which is called Echod.
In Yehud, once you get the Keser, why do you select that Chachman Bina?
Because Chef, for sure, because number one, Keser is that, but you have to be able to verbalize. The idea is you will be able to verbalize that. That is the connection of Kodesh Boch, but you could verbalize. That's the Chiddush of Olam Haba, that you could verbalize. The Rotzen can be verbalized. So Das goes back to Chochmah, yes.
Das Avdolah?
Now we're going to go into Das Avdolah, because that Chet Etzah Das. But Das, in its purest sense, means connection, which in essence means what? The ultimate connection is Rotzen. You know why Rotzen is the biggest connection? Because desire, you can't negotiate. That is a connection that is unbreakable. Das, you could fight schlug up and etc. But when you have Rotzen, that's innegotiable. Rotzen is the highest form.
Once God has a will, there's nothing between his will and his accomplishment.
That's it. So exactly. The Rotzen is Rotzen.
Unique
to
man,
absolutely. But just go back into this idea of Rotzen. Once you understand the idea of Rotzen and you understand the idea of Das, now you could understand all of why sometimes Das is in, sometimes Das is out. If you look at the world, the Das is in is the Rotzen Atachtun. If you go to the ultimate, it should lead to the Das HaElyon. It becomes a cli to the Das HaElyon. And that world, you know, the ultimate Bechira is to realize that there's no Bechira. You cannot go to no Bechira without Bechira, because then it's like, that is avoiding all the voida. But the each ultimate Bechura is Malchusoi Bakoyel Mashallah. All the Anhog of Rosh Hashanah is our Bakosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Gilui Anhog HaSeichut. That, why is that on Rosh Hashanah? Because what happened in Rosh Hashanah? What is the defining moment of Rosh Hashanah? Why is Rosh Hashanah in place? Because this is the day of Chet Etz Hadas. Right? At Chet Etz Hadas. And it says in the Shloah that Adam HaRishon was Yotza Bedimus Beitshuva, and Rosh Hashanah is the takana for Chet Etz Hadas. We're going to soon see. No, yes, it will be, but we'll go in a second. So what is the Chet Etz Hadas? So we say the Das is that. I'm going to tell you now we could understand. So if we see that the number, what's the common denominator of the number 4, the number 7, number 10, and number 13? And you have 3. Which 3 is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the giver, Chesed, and Din, and that ability to harmonize and synthesize it to be 4. What is the 4th? The 4th is always the receiver, the one that takes it, that connects to the giver. Right? We said the 4th is the developing the potential which is there. 7th is connecting to the Ashgocha. Das is connected to the plan. The 13 is connected to realization that it's all him, right? It's all reconnecting back. Our avoid of the Mekablim is to reconnect that hey to the Yud hey and Vav. That's why the mitzvah is always 3 and 1, and you're always connected to. That's why I told you. What is the only numbers that you cannot separate in Aloha?
3 and 4.
Is the number 3 and 4. Because the 3 and the 4 is our avoid that we cannot separate. Because we have the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are the receivers, and we have to recognize that we depend. 3 is the Zohar, the 4th is always the Nekeva. And the Nekeva, the whole idea of Nekeva is to be misbattled to the Zohar. That is us. That is our Avoida. What is the Yetzer Hara's Avoida? Is to separate the 4 from the 3. This is the Chet of Adam from starting. What was the first chet to start with? And we're going to see there is really one. Is the chet of the Levana. The Levana didn't want to be mishtamish be keser echad. Look at the keser. Because the keser means that the Levana has no metzios of her own. She wants a metzios of her own. Keser tells you that's not even a choice. Your choice is already made. We are completely irrelevant. So that's why the Levana wanted to separate from the Chama, not to be into that idea. That separation is a separation that the world goes constantly into that separation. That's a Kiturga Levana. You realize that. What was the Levana before? The Levana was always receiving and shining the orb of the sun. Never, it was not a star. It was always a Levana. But you know what the difference between the Levana before the Chet and after the Chet?
Same size.
With the same size. What's Miuta Levana? Miuta Levana Shteitin Toises Yontef. And that's the Kabbalah that we have. Toises Yontef is a sefer on that. If you come to my house, you'll see a great sefer on Miuta Levana. Is that the Levana before today, the orbit of the Earth and the orbit of the Levana are different. And therefore, the Levana wanes and grows. Sometimes she shines, sometimes she doesn't. at that time, the two orbits were synchronized. So the Levana was always a full Levana. Because the Mekablim were always connected to the Mechata Kodesh Baruch Hu. They wanted to have the independence to have their own orbit. Sometimes they will shine a Kodesh Baruch Hu, sometimes they will be on their own. That is the Cheta Levana. Cheta Levana was taking Keser into real Das. And you know what Das means? That you could connect if you believe so, and you could separate if you don't think so. That's why Das today in Hebrew has a double meaning. Das means connection. But what Das mean also in Hebrew? Separation. Im ein das, the Yerushalmi says, im ein das havdola minayim. You see, havdola bechonin das, because das allows you to discern, to separate. Ad de lo yoda. You realize all the Purim is to avoid distinctions. That's why all the ein beins, that there's no difference. In the Masechta Megillah, ein bein, other rishon, other sheni, ein bein, yom kippur. There's no differences, breaking the differences. Because chet etzadas comes from Purim, haminoitz. Because what's Amalek? In the world of Das, Amalek can say, you know something? Don't connect. Separate. Or connect to the wrong thing. Chet Etzadas starts from the Chet Alevona. The Chet Alevona goes then to the Chet of the Eitz Pri Oise Pri. Once upon a time, the fruit was an expression of the tree. And the tree was the same. So they were connected inherently. The fruit could not say, I'm an independent agent, because you saw the tree from the fruit and the fruit from the tree. Today they are separate. That separation is the beginning of Chet Etzadas. And Chet Etzadas is when they did and the Yetzer Hara in you, that today, not only you need the connection is not natural, actually the connection is not even, once upon a time, the connection, the Rambam says, before Chet Etzadas, was Chaim Emovis. Things were made. There was impossible to disconnect. Even though they were not connected in the highest form, this connection was death. Today, it's unclear that this connection could be seen as a connection. Afuch, you need to disconnect from the wrong things to connect to the right thing. That Chet Etzadas. Das is the world, the Keser turns into Das, and you need actually Das to be able to function. Things are not slam dunks anymore. Now you need to make a decision. And you know what the issue of the decision was? That the decision is very confusing because you don't even know how to connect a Kodesh Baruch anymore. That's why it's the Cherev HaMisapelachat, Cherev HaMisapeches that creates this whole confusion. Because you don't even know how to connect. And I'm going to show you next week, and in 2 weeks we'll show how that is. That is the Chet Etzadas that we're coming to confuse, to connect a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Our abilities, Matan Torah was when we took Das into Keser. How is that? Nase v'nishma. Nase v'nishma is you don't have to make a decision. Decisions are already made. We're going to make it and then we hear what it is. Das turns into Keser. Those are the two Ksorim. And that was the Chibur of Klal Yisrael into Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we're going to soon see how this Chet of Etz Hadas is our Avoida Be'olam Hazeh. Our Avoida Be'olam Hazeh is Shabbos, the number 10, which is that connection of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the higher connection of Hanesh of Das. Hashgocha, Das, and then Keser. And Keser is the experience that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. We have no mitzvahs of ourselves, mitzvahs of Echad, and that is the tikkun of Chet Etzadas, so Das turns into Keser. The experience that we had that is the Anhaga of Purim. Purim is the day that we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech, right? Who is the Melech? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because there's no Melech. The Melech, and Melech is the one that makes the decision, right? The word Melech is Hamlech Bashchina. Ask him. Here tells you there's no decision. His poor is really a higher poor. The Goyish poor is really a Yiddish poor. His Purim is the homeless story. That is the story of Purim. That's why it's Keneged Losid Lovoi. That's a Yontov that's never bottled. That's why all the differences are completely obliterated.
So how was the Levana able to... Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Huh? How was?
So during the 6 days of creation, how was the Levana able to do something that was not the Ratzon Hashem, or the tree with the fruit?
So I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to, the days HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a flaw of the Bria. Not the Levana can make a decision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a flaw in the Bria. And the idea is, like the Sforim say, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chochma, I mentioned so many times, the day was supposed to be a day of 28 hours. And it was supposed to be 6 days a week. Because Shabbos was supposed to be the part of the days of the week. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Shabbos outside, he took 4 hours of every day, and he turned this into Shabbos. Which means the Shabbos became a separate entity. By nature, this continued splitting. It's like a mitosis. The first mitosis was that the days, the week was a 6 day week with 28 hours, and we went to a 7 day week with 24 hours. The Shabbos became a separate entity. That's why the beast of Shabbos is to bring Shabbos every week, Zohar, Yisiyoba, Shabbos, Lekacho. Every day you have to bring Shabbos back again because our void is to bring it back. Once it started, it's a process by nature went into the process. It started separating the Levana, the what you call, the first the eights priori sepri, then the Levana because Shneim Lochim, and then Chet Etzadas. That's the mitosis of the world. That's a chisoran in the world that was put into place. Mm-hmm. This is the Machshov HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Avoidas Odom Boilam Hazeh. This is Avoidas Odom Boilam Hazeh, is that chisoran that was put. So the Levon doesn't make it. It's a natural mitosis of the ribui of the world. The world was created with a base. The ultimate base is that separation. So the base is a natural pull-out gravity. Odom HaRishon was supposed to make a decision and bring it back. And he let it go. And that's the Chet of the Boshor. Now Avoidas to besaka that, to bring it all back. Okay, that's why, by the way, the chet, the ultimate chet, was by Purim. Purim was the Misa of Odom HaRishon. They wanted to kill all the Jews because that is the time that decision, Kibyochol, was lost because we took away Nevuah. So now the decision is either we completely connect or we're completely lost. That's why, if you look at Bais Rishon, if not for Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh, you know what happened? What happened in the 70 years? Completely, 7 years you're completely assimilated, we didn't keep Shabbos, nothing. Because the idea is that we couldn't make that decision. We had to make the decision, see the Torah Shebal Peh is the ultimate tikkun of all of this. And that's how it all fits in.